all be into happiness and the causes of happiness. Deep abiding happiness. May all beings be free from every form of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May each and every one cease being participant, cease the causes of suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from every form of suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. Deep abiding happiness. May all beings be free of every form of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. When we take these things into our heart and mind and really ponder them all through the day, all through the day, what is happiness? What really is happiness? What are the causes of that? What are the causes of suffering? What does the word suffering mean? What does it mean to me? What are all the ways I suffer? You know, when I try to open things now, and of course it's common for so many people now, that when we try to open something, it's often frustrating. So, you know, of course, you know, we can laugh with it, we can smile with it, and we all have a methodology now, right? That we use. But get resealable bags. I mean, I just get out the scissors. Find a different way to close it. I mean, I can't reseal anything anymore. It requires two hands. Use my teeth for a lot of things now because I'm mostly one-handed. So, you know, frustration is the point there, right? In other words, suffering. We might think about pain, we might think about loss. Or grief, suffering. Again, we want to remember all those DIS words that are part of that very large category: disappointment, discontent, disquiet, disturbed, you know, perturbed, and frustration. Frustration goes in that category. Then there's worry and doubt and anxiety. And similarly, so for happiness. Wow, what a category. And what is happiness for you? And that same something, that same moment, might or might not be in the category of happiness for somebody else. So that's why we have to consider these things for ourselves. Some of the things that people tell me they long for that would make them happy, it wouldn't be in my, that again, it would just, I would have a different list. So it's so important all through the day. And are we abiding in happiness, contentment, ease, peace of mind? Because if we're not, we're in a form of suffering. Restlessness, agitation, these are forms of suffering, quote unquote, right? It's just a translation of first a Pali word and then a Sanskrit word of dukkha, which is a very, very large concept. And so, we reflect on these things, and that's how we awaken the wisdom within. That wisdom isn't going to awaken, just of its own. Now, that wisdom is within, but so, we are habituated to instantaneousness, to the outer stimuli of life being what drives us and drives our sense of reality. Well, that means that half of what is going on, at least half, right? The inside is not being recognized. And then if you had a chance to watch the video from yesterday, is there really inside outside? Well, that's what down the line. Down the line we can consider that, contemplate that and see the relationship of subject object, me and you. But until we're ready for that, work with outside, inside. And then equanimity. Again, all these just huge categories of, and huge ideas and huge ways of being. And by saying they're huge, I am not that is a saying I have no equanimity. So again, do you hear it? We want to hear these things. We want to hear that when, yeah, we use the word huge, or we hear something like that. That's not an evenness. That's not a neutrality. And laugh. My goodness, laugh. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free, free, free from suffering, every kind of suffering and all its causes. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. Clinging, that's a really great one to look at for suffering. Attachment, clinging, desire, all of that. Wow. It's just always, every day we get together, it's usually stated. There is so many ways. So many ways. And that's why it's called practice. So with a big smile, because boy, it's limitless. All the ways that we can choose to be present. Choose wholeness. Choose awareness. Choose the heart. And the heart is matter. Holy moly. How can anybody say, I don't know how to take it off the cushion? I don't know how to stay present through the day. My heart goes out to that person. Truly, truly, my heart goes out. Because it's limitless. Which indicates confusion, and I'm confused. So I've got no judgment. My heart goes out. May all beings of happiness, deep abiding happiness, which abides within. That's why the word abiding. May all beings be free from suffering. Do we even recognize when we say, gee, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to take it off the cushion. We're in suffering in that moment. May all beings awaken, put their hand on their heart, touch their heart with their finger, laugh in the moment. Whatever helps, whatever directs, whatever is the compass. Awakens the wisdom within. May all beings live from equanimity. I have no clue about equanimity. That is an honest statement. And so, because I can honestly say that to myself, I have no clue. I'm far too passionate to know what equanimity is, I mean. So, okay, there's something to explore. Again, limitless, limitless, limitless. So we smile. And there's our breath. No, don't think. That wasn't said. Don't think. Just be with the breath. There it is. There's nothing to think about. Feel. And if that mind steps in, does feel. Because a distraction is a distraction. And they're all going to echo in our mind. Just feel somatically. Feel your diaphragm. Feel that air. Feel your ribs. Feel the peace that's settling into the mind. Feel the openness. And we catch the mind. Notice. Go back to feel. Go back to intimacy. A mind isn't intimate. A mind is bouncing everywhere, jumping from subject to object, subject to object. Something intimate about that. It's interesting, really, really watch it. So instead, we come back to feel, we come back to soma, we come back to these present in the moment sensations that are intimate, non-dual. There's no subject object in sensations. Not until you're really down the line. Right now, present. And melt into it. Melt needing to know, melt doing into simply breathing. Being that wholeness that knows already knows. Already is perfect. To make some of that. We breathe and we breathe again. And breathe again. And recognize simplicity. We recognize, just recognize. Like I just wanted to end today with a quote that I read last night. And so I was distracted and I reached for the book, turned open a page, forgot to mute out, and you might have heard the page, rustling. And although that felt purposeful, that it did not in the moment register as a distraction. It registered as, oh, this would be perfect to complete today with. But it was a distraction. All costumed, very cunningly, by my habits of consciousness. So it's great that it was on. I was unmuted. You could hear that rustling. You could hear me being on the physical plane, distracted from meditating. Because, and it all, oh, this would be a great thing to end today with. So again, the cunningness, the wow. Wow. Oh. And pertinent to, was it last week about echo and distractions? So, yeah, right now, I get it. It was an echo. It was the obvious echo of something I read last night and meditated with last night. But so, from that point of view, it already happened and it was echoing back. But it also was the echo of me wanting to give. Me wanting to serve. That's an echo. Again, we're not judging. We're not saying it's right or wrong. We want to just catch. So it was a distraction. Seemingly a well-intended bodhicitta, all of that. Which, I'm not saying with any dismissiveness. But it was a distraction. The instruction was breathe. The instruction was breathe, feel. So, all right. Love you all. Create your day.